malnutrition is spiking. And so the communities that we've been talking to in those countries are saying, you know, their life is worse off because of the climate crisis. They've had to leave their farms that they can no longer grow anything from, and they're living in internally displaced camps. We have people whose animals are dying. So we had one woman in Somalia who had 150 cows, and she has 2 cows left. And this is the story that we're hearing across the countries. And now people are worried not just about their animals dying, but they're worried about their neighbors and their family and their friends dying because of the famine-like conditions. We also know that this is an extreme time, and it's an extraordinary time, right, with the pandemic, but also with the conflict in Ukraine. But we are on track by 2030 to actually have 560 disasters a year, and that is related to climate change. So I don't know if this is extraordinary times. So we really need a system that is more responsive to those early warnings, that we're investing in those early warnings. We need to act when they give us the information that a drought is coming, that malnutrition is rising, and that animals are dying. And we're not doing that today.
Shannon Scribner, Oxfam released a report recently that a new billionaire has been created every 30 hours since the start of the pandemic, while a million people could fall into extreme poverty in 2022 alone. Can you talk about this and also the language that's used? We now say things like food insecure. What does that mean? Why aren't we saying hunger and famine straight out?
So the report that you're referring to is called Profiting from Pain, and it's talking about the 20 million people that have died as a result of the pandemic. And over those 2 years, when we've had so many people dying, we've seen an extreme inequality gap between those that are getting richer and those that are getting poorer. So the quotes of the billionaires and how many people are falling into extreme poverty are really striking at this moment in our history. And what we're finding is in East Africa, for example, it's not that people are working less hard. They're working more hard. They are, you know, walking for miles to try to find water, trying to find a pasture or food for their animals. They are doing everything they can to keep their families alive. They are skipping meals, often one meal a day, and sometimes the parents aren't eating. We know that women are eating last or not at all, and they're also preparing any meals that they can find, and they're also responsible for finding those meals. So the billionaires aren't working harder. It's because of the circumstances of the pandemic that they've been able to make a lot of money. And so we really need to think about that. When we have right now in East Africa, there is a humanitarian assistance, it's about $4.4 billion, but we only have 3% of the funding. We have funding going to Ukraine, but not to places like East Africa. And in terms of extreme hunger, you know, there is a classification that looks at malnutrition. It looks at water that's available in houses. It looks at how many meals people eat a day. So there's all these factors that it looks at, and it determines where it is. Is it extreme hunger? Is it famine? And it's called IPC 12345. And right now in East Africa, we are in 3, 4, and 5, and 5 is famine. So those are the emergency categories based on people's access to food, based on availability of clean water, and based on the number of calories they're able to take in a day.
Well, Shannon Scribner, we thank you for being with us, leading Oxfam America's humanitarian work. That does it for our show. Democracy Now! Is produced with Renee Felsmeitberg, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Teresena, Tammy Warrenoff, Camille Baker, Tarina Nadura, Sam Alkoff, Tamari Astudio, John Hamilton, Rabbi Karen, Hani Massoud. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh. Stay safe.
Penny?
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hello there, and welcome to episode 2220 of Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD, and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania. I am Mando Richard, your host for Whiskey Before Breakfast, and we've got a wild show for you. We've got a liquored up set at the beginning of the show, a gospel set at the end, and in between, chaos will reign. Our liquored up set's going to contain three new songs and a song I think I've played before, but not this particular version. Let's start off with a brand new single from a gentleman from down in the Atlanta, Georgia area. Here comes Ryan Slice with his new single, Off the Wagon.
When I get to drinking, that's when I get to thinking. But it's 'cause I ain't been thinking that I'd drink. Now if I was to think, I wouldn't start to drink. I'm thinking it'd stop me drinking till I'm drunk. If you drank till you stink, then you get drunk like a skunk. But then thinking about drinking's not what you thunk. 'Cause before you start to drink, It occurs to you to think that it's kind of fun to think you'll get stinking drunk. Drinking, a man gets thinking. Thinking, he starts a drinking. Thinking and drinking, then drinking and thinking, till you're blinking, stinking, drink, drank, drunk. Am I right to drink rye? Well, I'll tell you why I drink. See, my woman up and left me, 'cause they laid me off down the plant, 'cause I was drinking, see. So I didn't even have enough money to buy her her own bottle of gin. So don't you start a drinking, 'cause it will start you thinking, thinking about the things that make you drink. Better think about some thinking before you start drinking, and that'll stop you drinking, you old drunk. Maybe. And that'll stop you drinking, you old drunk. Maybe not. Blinking, stinking, drink, drank, drunk. Pass me that bottle.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
String band.
And now we're going to have a bit of baby stovepipe with some whiskey before breakfast. Let her go! Get that stovepipe sound. Oh.
Diamonds don't make me shine. It's a short life and a long time underground. I'll trade you money for wine. I'll trade you money for wine. Trade you money for
so much for tuning in to Whiskey Before Breakfast. And while you're listening to the Boys of the Loch play a medley that includes Mickey Doherty's Highland, The Banks of Allen, and Maurice O'Keefe's Polka from their 1992 record, The Fair Hills of Ireland, I will tell you what we played in our liquored up set of music. Back at the beginning of the set, we heard a brand new single from Ryan Slice, Off the Wagon. Definitely from the country and western, the modern country western side of the family. Then from down in Houston, Texas, we heard a new song from a guy named Richie Kay. And from his new record, Plush Life, you heard Drink, Drank, Drunk. Then after our PSA, we heard the Hush Puppies do a song I know I've played before, but I think I didn't play their version. I think I played the Atlas String Band's version. But anyway, you heard the Hush Puppies doing Likes Liquor Better Than Me from their self-titled 2000 record. Then we heard something from Laura Orshaw's new record, Solitary Diamond. I'll Trade Money for Wine is what she sang to end our liquored up set of music. Next set's rather eclectic, and it's going to begin with an old favorite from Townes Van Zandt.
A day's full of rain, sky's coming down again. I get so tired of these same old blues, same old song. Baby, it won't be long till I be tying on my flying shoes, flying shoes. Till I be tying on my flying shoes. Spring only sighed, summer had to be satisfied, and fall is a feeling that I just can't lose. I'd like to stay, maybe watch a winter day turn the green water to white and blue. Flying shoes, flying shoes, turn the green water to white and blue. Well, the mountain moon forever sets too soon, and being alone is all the hills can do. Alone, and then her silver sails again, and they will follow in a flying shoe, flying shoe. They will follow in a flying shoe. Days full of rain, sky's coming down again. Man, I get so tired of these same old blues, same old song. Baby, it won't be long till I be tying on my flying shoes, flying shoes. I'll be tying on my fly shoe.
Oh, good golly, said Miss Molly, what's happening in our land? We seem to be goddamn set on destruction.
dishonesty and ignorance are working hand in hand. It's plain to see we can't become accustomed and say that's the way the cookie crumbles. Come again, the mighty tumble. Nothing's gonna change this deep corruption until we're out in the street.
I need a honky tonk song. I need a honky tonk song. So I can two-step my blues away. Give me a steel guitar and a dusty old bar. I won't be crying long with my honky tonk song. I can't pay the bills without a decent job. I can't get a job without some good shoes, but I can't get the shoes without paying the bills. So what am I supposed to do? Trouble weighs me down like a two-ton truck when I sit still for too long. That country sound makes me dance around. I'm light as air and nothing's wrong with my honky-tonk song. Yeah, my honky-tonk song. I'm gonna two-step these blues away. Give me a steel guitar and a dusty old bar. I won't be crying long with my honky-tonk song. Yeah, I ain't a real traditional gal. I could change my oil and my tires. I like a new dance partner with every song, so I can set the wood on fire. That man ain't good for talking to. He tends to be a bore, but he looks pretty cute in his Wrangler jeans and the Stetson that he wore on the dance floor for my honky tonk song. Yeah, my honky tonk song. I'm gonna two-step these blues away. Give me a steel guitar and a dusty old bar. Honky tonk song. I need a honky tonk song so I can two-step my blues. Oh, don't you wanna two-step your blues? Come on, we all need a honky tonk song. Oh yeah.
That you get from loneliness. There are blues that you get from pain. There are blues when you're lonely for your one and only. The blues you can never explain. There are blues that you get from sleepless nights. But the meanest blues would be. I've got on my mind the blues that are the very meanest kind. The blues my naughty sweetie give me. There are blues you get from women when you see them going swimming and you haven't got a bathing suit yourself. But the blues come even quicker when you hide a lot of liquor and somebody goes and takes it off the shelf. There are blues you get when everything's in hock, when your girlfriend doesn't answer when you knock. There are blues that come from getting in a taxi cab from fretting every time you hit a bump and dump the clock. There are blues you get from trying to keep your Uncle Joe from dying and he afterwards forgets you in his will. But the blues are worse than this is when you're walking with your missus and another cutie shouts, "Hi, Bill." But the blues will make me hot and cold and make me want to shiver. The blues will make me want to go and end it in the river. Are the blues my naughty, the sweetie, give to me?
think that last set got a little bluesy? Well, just wait to hear the next one. What you're listening to right now is Tristan Scroggins play Jack of Diamonds and St. Anne's Reel on his tenor banjo. And this is from his new record, One Ring Circus. And while you're listening, I'll tell you about that last set of music that you heard here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. At the beginning of the set, we heard Townes Van Zandt doing Flying Shoes, one of his old songs, and that's from a record that came out in 1993 called Rear View Mirror that included a lot of the songs that he'd recorded in the 70s. Marcia Ball came up next, and you heard Pots and Pans from her 2008 record, Shine Bright, yeah. Abby Gardner from Red Molly has a new record out called Dobro Singer. And from that, you heard Honky Tonk Song, which I thought was a little bluesy and very cute. I liked it. And then you heard Grandpa Banana. In other words, Lowell Levenger. From his 2012 record, Even Grandpas Get the Blues, you heard Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me. And that was David Grisman doing the mandolin work on that. Yeah, Banana from the Youngbloods, Lowell Levenger. Set had a blues tinge to it. This next set is gonna be all blues. Howlin' Wolf.
Oh, can't run around too late at night. It wouldn't be treating my baby right. I can't afford to do it. I can't afford to do it. I can't afford to do it. I can't afford to lose my man. I'd like to go out and cheat a little bit, but I'm scared my man would up and quit me, so I can't afford to do it. I can't afford to do it. I can't afford to do it. I can't afford to lose my man. He scuffles every night, works hard every day. Then I take his money and throw it all away. No, I can't afford to do it. I can't afford to do it. I can't afford to do it. I can't afford to lose my man. I got a girlfriend from Alabama, trying to get my business all in a jam. No. Every night, works hard every day. Then I go out and throw his money away. I can't afford to do it. I can't afford to do it. I can't afford to do it. I can't afford to lose my man.
Thank you. Thank you.
it is almost time for our station break here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. I'll tell you first that you're listening to a medley of Scottish tunes played by fiddler Melinda Crawford, along with her husband Dan Perdue on the piano and Carolyn Coble on the percussion. They're playing Dad's March, The Banks of Inverness, Sister Jean, Lady Mary Hayes, Scotch Measure, Debbie's Reel. And while you're listening to the Scottish medley, I will tell you about that blues set that you just heard on Whiskey Before Breakfast. Back at the beginning of the set, you heard Howlin' Wolf do Shake For Me. I played it from American Roots Music, a compilation that came out in the year 2001. I think he recorded that back in the 1960s. Then we heard Odetta singing Can't Afford to Lose My Man. I played it from a record called Blues Everywhere I Go that came out in 1999. I think it was a reissue of something that came out in the 1970s. Then from 2014, you heard Aaron Harp and the Delta Swingers do Delta Swing. And that was from their album Love Whip Blues. And then the last thing came out last year in 2021, Corey Harris doing the Afton Mountain Blues from his record Insurrection Blues. Thank you. Y'all stay tuned, because after the station break, we've got more great music coming your way right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them, with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe, you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com. And you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT.
Dingle dangle, yickety doo, yickety da, ping pong, lippy dubby too tough.
Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, after Whiskey Before Breakfast gets done at 1 o'clock, don't forget to stay tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh for the Black Diamond Show, an hour of bluegrass music. Welcome back to Whiskey Before Breakfast, and the first track in the second half of the show is going to be from James Caan's new record, By the Rising of the Sea. It's a new song done up in an old style of the old sea shanties called Oh, the Ocean Rolls, and tells a heartbreaking story about immigration.
My name, it is nothing, I'm from Runaway Bay. Oh, the ocean rolls. But the girl that I love lived in old Camagüey. And she wanted the ocean to take her away. So we stole us a boat near Havana town. Oh, the ocean rolls. Then we made out to sea in the chilly sundown. ocean will roast her, and some yet may drown. Oh, the ocean, may the ocean roll, the ocean, may the ocean roll. Was 10 of us set out for freedom that night? Oh, the ocean rose with me and Selena. The tide, it was right, and the ocean rolled out in the dark starry light. We set out our course for the mighty Gulf Stream. Oh, the ocean rose. We sailed on a prayer and a daring great scheme. But the ocean may roll over pilgrims that dream. Oh, the ocean, may the ocean roll, the ocean, may the ocean roll. Our motor she chugged till a fine break of day. Oh, the ocean rose. Was an engine from a junked 59 Chevrolet. And the ocean rolled on as the red sky turned gray. A great storm befell us, a nor'easterly. Oh, the ocean rose. Little Pablo was tossed into the turbulent sea. And the ocean rolls over the brave refugee. Well, the storm it did clear, but the old Chevy died. Oh, the ocean rose. Poor Pablo's mother slipped over the side to look after her child far below in the tide. Oh, the ocean, may the ocean roll, the ocean, may the ocean roll. That evening old Joseph died quiet of thirst. Oh, the ocean rolls. But to drink straight sea water, by God, that's the worst. And the ocean does roll upon we who are cursed. A cigarette boat found us just floating out there. Oh, the ocean rolls. Selena, she joined them on the buccaneer's dare. And the ocean, it rolls like a dark unheard prayer. And the smugglers took off with a mocking beware. Oh, the ocean rolls. Now Selena, she's gone to the bold pirate's lair. And the ocean rolls on without ever a care. Oh, the ocean, may the ocean roll, the ocean, may the ocean roll. At last we found fortune, caught a good western blow. Oh, the ocean rolls. For landfall we sighted on fair Key Largo. And the Coast Guard ship rolled, took our boat well in tow. Asylum I begged them, sanctuary I prayed.